The handmade Jesus on Napoleon's living room wall has no face, just a gasping caved-in head with blood dripping down its chest. He appears to have been crucified on some popsicle sticks. His mottled green and gold surface reminds us of fish scales, and his paddle-shaped toes fan out like a tail. It is a singularly gruesome crucifix. We call it Fish Jesus. The first time I saw it, I thought it was funny. It's less funny at night when you're alone. And even less funny tonight because next to me is a bag of horrible donuts one of the painters left for me as a joke. They look just like Fish Jesus. Oblong, greenish gold, and bloody with jelly, coconut maggots swarm over them. I really don't want to look at them anymore, but throwing them away would mean touching them, and I don't want to do that either. So me and Fish Jesus and the donuts all lean against the wall, watching Christmas lights blink. It isn't Christmas, but these were the only working lights left in this empty apartment when its old man died. He was named Napoleon. All we really know about him is that he lived here in Providence and now he's dead, his body and most of his belongings carted away. And somehow, he still pays his electric bill. Someone does anyway, and it isn't me or any of the other people I've seen use his electricity. I also know where he hid his key, under the mat. Napoleon was a brilliant tactician. And tonight, I need a place to stay. So I park myself under a sad crucifix and watch tiny blue, green, red, and orange bulbs blink on and off. Insomniacs like to waste time. I gotta get rid of these donuts. They're making me sick, and they aren't gonna get any prettier. Maybe I'll leave them here on the floor for the animal. We don't know what the animal is, only that it gets in sometimes and eats cornflakes out of the cabinet, which is fine, because I didn't like the look of those dead guy cornflakes anyway. Once, a painter named Jeff actually took the animal to the face. It leapt out of the apartment and jumped on his head when he opened the door. This is the closest encounter any of us have had with it. Unfortunately, it was the middle of the night, and the stairwell was too dark for him to get a good look at it. The animal just knocked him backwards down the stairs and took off. I was enchanted. Did it make a noise, I asked him? Was it furry? Did it smell weird? He couldn't remember much. He was falling downstairs. Happily falling, having taken a wild animal to the face, but too distracted by gravity to pay attention to much else. In retrospect, he figured it had been furry and was about the size of a watermelon. This was relevant information, as we had had a kind of meeting on the subject once, the gaggle of lost souls who use this apartment when they have nowhere else to go. The animal hadn't yet gone for the cornflakes. It had only shuffled around the apartment in the dark, which was, I admit, a little spooky. Subsequently, there had been murmurings of ghosts walking around at night, and most of the musicians were scared to sleep here. Some of them wanted to have a Narragansett medicine woman smudge the place with sage to relieve it of its restless spirits. The mystery was partially solved when the ghost turned out to be a furry, watermelon-sized face jumper that likes cornflakes and is good at hiding. We now have tremendous affection for the animal, which is easy because it never shows itself. It politely devours whatever it can find and then takes off. We all act like it's a magic bear, but the best thing it could be, really, is a raccoon, and it's probably just a cat. When I give touring bands and lonely kids directions to this place, I always mention the animal in case it jumps on their faces. Displaced individuals can be sort of jumpy. I wish it were here right now, because nobody else is. Napoleon took his bed with him when he left, so when you stay here, you sleep on the floor, and the floor feels extra hard tonight. Extra hard is extra lonely for some reason. Like you're being punished for something you probably did, but don't remember doing.
The sky is a shine sheen. Those eyes are machine. Spare me your in my rainy gazebo tree. Bless my baby eyes. Don't you know Jesus died? Gazebo tree.